Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 30th of July 1970. It is essential for your thoughts and actions to take place simultaneously. Is today the end of the Bhakti, of the surrender ceremony of the Pandavas, or is it just the beginning? It is the beginning of coming close. What special improvement has there been? And what special thought have you had for that? Has your transformation started or is it yet to begin? Have you just had a thought or have you filled yourself with that sanskar at the beginning of the bhakti? Each of the children gave his own idea. Baba continued, "This is the paper for the bhakti of the Pandav army. The entire paper is taken through this one question. At the present time, it is essential for your thoughts and actions to be taking place simultaneously. You have a thought in one moment, and the next moment it should be put into practical action. There shouldn't be a great difference between your thoughts and actions. The meaning of Maharathi is greatness. So you should not just have greatness in your thoughts, but there should be greatness in everything. This is a sign of Maharathis. It does not take long to think about putting your thoughts into a practical form, because the thoughts of the Maharathis are such that they are possible in a practical way. They do not need to think, should we do this or not? How can we do it? What will happen? Their thoughts will be created in such a way that as soon as they are created, they happen practically. You can recognize your own stage through this. The final stage is of attaining success in yoga and attaining success in actions. What is the main power you have to imbibe for this so that everything becomes successful? What power is needed so that your thoughts, words and actions are all successful in a practical way? You need all the powers that you just spoke about anyway, but first of all, there especially has to be the controlling power. If you do not have controlling power, something wasteful becomes mixed in that, and so you do not attain success. If the creation of thoughts is accurate, and the words you speak are accurate, and your actions are accurate, it is impossible for you not to attain success. However, because there is wastefulness mixed within that, you are not able to attain success. There is success through that which is accurate, not through that which is wasteful. For wastefulness to be controlled, you definitely need controlling power. The reason for any type of weakness is the lack of controlling power. Why is there weakness? Because you are not able to finish your own sanskars. Although you understand whether a particular thought is accurate or wasteful, you do not have the controlling power. Only when you are in control can you then accommodate other sanskars in place of these wasteful things. Because of lacking controlling power, you are not able to control yourself. Do you know how to be the creator of your own creation? Which creation do you have to create? You are lacking in creating that accurate creation. You create such a creation that you yourselves become distressed by your own creation. What practical proof does the Pandav army now have to give? You have to celebrate the ceremony of the completion of the words of weakness you speak and the acts of weakness you perform. It is not the completion ceremony of the pati. It is the completion of all weakness. And so, every thought of yours should be created in such a powerful way that each thought shows wonders. Where there are weaknesses, you will have to replace them with wonders. The word weakness does not seem right anymore. You souls are the support of the world. Therefore, such words of weakness do not seem right emerging from the lips of those who are the support of the world, the image of upliftment for the world. What vision will everyone have from the image of each of you? That of Bap Dada. There should be such a spiritual sparkle visible in the image of everyone that anyone who sees that sparkle sacrifices himself. You will then be able to make all of them sacrifice themselves. Some will go to the land of Mukti and others to the land of Jivan Mukti. There should be none who cannot claim their right according to their part. According to their part, all souls definitely have to claim the inheritance from the Father through you. There has to be such a sparkle in your image that none of them are deprived from claiming their own inheritance. You have to consider yourselves to be bestowers, the children of the bestower. There is a sparkle and intoxication in those who give. This is merged at present. You now have to allow those sanskars to emerge. In what way are you still busy that you are not even now able to make that sparkle emerge? You are busy in finishing your weaknesses. You have to settle everything anyway. However, it is one thing to settle everything quickly. Some finish an account in 5 minutes, and some take half an hour to finish the same account. Some are not able to settle it after even thinking about it all day long. All of you are special souls, and so every thought and every action should be special, so that through them, every soul receives inspirations to progress, because all of you are the image of support. If the support is like this, what will others do? Special souls have to pay special attention. Now, do not let the past emerge even in your thoughts. If any poison of past sanskars emerges even by mistake, consider that to be the sanskars of your past births, not of the present. If someone continuously repeats the things of the past, that is called wasteful. The Pandav army first have to be such an example within the family and show everyone. Just as Baba became an example in the corporeal form, in the same way, you have to follow the Father. This is why today is called the day of the completion of old sanskars and past thoughts. Do you understand? What is the name of this group? On what basis is a name given? What day is it today? Today is the day of the omens of Jupiter, that is, Thursday. The meaning of the omens of Jupiter is success. So this group is the gathering that is cooperative with everyone and is the image of success. If anyone wants any type of cooperation, the children of the bestower are those who constantly give. their hand never hesitates in giving. You will be able to be cooperative with all when you have love for all. If you do not have love, you cannot be cooperative with all. This is why this group has to be cooperative in thoughts, words, actions, and relationships, and also become the image of success. This is why you are called the gathering that is cooperative with all and the image of success. Do you understand? You have to die to become cooperative with everyone. We will die first, then move away from this task. So to die means to finish your old sanskars. It is the past sanskars that create obstacles in becoming cooperative with everyone. So, you have to finish your own sanskars. Baba is not telling you to finish the sanskars of others. When you finish your own sanskars, others who see you will automatically follow you. One is myself, the second is Baba. And do not even look at the third person. Of course, you will be able to see the things of the third person, but even whilst looking at them, do not see them. Whilst looking at them, see yourself and Baba. Remember the slogan, "We will die, but we will also be cooperative with everyone." Do you remember the picture of your memorial of the previous kalpa? What is the memorial of lifting the mountain that people have created? Have you ever seen it? Nowadays, what do people create when they create that image? They create a mountain of cow dung. To give a finger to lift the mountain means to give a finger in removing your old sanskars. First of all, this mountain has to be lifted. Only then will this iron aged world will change into a new world. Keep any slogan in your awareness. Even that is good. But you have to become the embodiment of the slogan. That is just a method. It is good to become the embodiment by using the right method. On the basis of what speciality are the beads of a rosary created? The speciality of the beads is that they are united and threaded on one thread. They have love for one, a constant stage, and constantly follow the directions of one. So, they are always one. They are all similar beads, and so are threaded on one thread. So they are those who follow the directions of one, and are united amongst themselves. They only have their mind in one. When there are the directions of two, they then become the beads of the second rosary, that is, the rosary of 16,000. You have to create such an atmosphere for that unity to be created. The atmosphere will be created when you have the power to accommodate. For instance, when there is a difference in something, because after all, you are all doing everything according to your capacity and worthiness, you therefore need to have the power to accommodate that difference. So you will come close to one another with that unity, and you will become an example in front of everyone. Each of you has your own specialities. No matter who it is, just look at his specialities and you will become a special soul. Do not ever look at anyone's defects. When there is the eclipse of the sun or the moon, people say that you must not look at it. Otherwise, you will experience bad omens. So anyone's weakness is also an eclipse. If any of you look at it, even by mistake, understand that there will be bad omens over you. You have to become real gold. If there is a slightest trace of alloy, that will be visible and it will suppress the specialities. Change yourself to such an extent that it creates an impact on others. You have to change yourself at one stroke. Become detached and the attachment of others to you will also break. Acha. Are you the old ones or the new ones? Which special virtue should the old ones have? The special virtue of the older ones is that they are very quickly able to forget the past sanskars, the past things, and finish them. The duty of Brahmins is to study and to teach. If you remain busy in this, your intellect will not be pulled into other things. So keep yourself busy in studying and teaching. There is no need for any physical instruments. You can do service through your attitude of mind and your subtle drishti. There are no bondages in doing service through your attitude and drishti. Continue to do the service which you are free to do. Acha. Om Shanti.